I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and it delights me each and every day to have this visit with you, whether you're in your home or your car or wherever you may be. Take some time to spend with the Word of God. You'll be the richer for it, and it certainly is that which is able to give us all things that pertain to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3. We're grateful for your listening, for your encouragement, for your inviting others to listen to the program. Our questioner says, please give me some help in better understanding the New Testament. We've been discussing how that the Lord's book, the Word of God, is a book of order. And certainly the nature of inspiration is important. The very words are inspired. We've looked at the major divisions of the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John being biographical. Acts being historical. And the epistles being Romans through Jude, telling us how to live the Christian life. Next of all, the prophetical book of Revelation that shows us the home of the soul and the blessings of life that shall come to those who are victorious in Christ. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are certainly important to those who do not believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then the book of Acts is so important in the history of the New Testament church, how people became Christians. And then the epistles teach us how to live the Christian life. What a wonderful thing to have these books before us. And the book of Revelation, such a stirring book for the victory over all things that may challenge those who walk in the living Word of God. Well, in all of these things, we notice that the book indeed is a book of order. But let me say some more today concerning Christian living. As the first four books help create faith, and Acts shows us how to start the faith, how that men heard the gospel and believed it, repented of their sins, they confessed the name of Christ and were baptized into Christ for the remission of their sins. These epistles or letters of the 21 that are in the New Testament are overrunning with admonitions to the Christian of how to live as a Christian. It's one thing to become a Christian then, and something else to really be done as a Christian. These letters teach brethren how to keep saved. Now, of course, there are those who teach that once a man is saved, he's always saved. He can't be lost. But the Bible does not teach that, my friend. In fact, it teaches just the opposite. If men could be saved and not be ever lost again, there would be no need for the 21 letters as to how to live the Christian life. We're not to suppose that these are totally void of any information regarding the church, of course, or the plan of salvation. In fact, when we find the apostle writing to the young preacher, he says that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. So Paul wanted Timothy to know how to behave himself, how to carry out the affairs of the Lord's church. Nor should we think that the first five books contain no information regarding Christian living. They do. The truth is, though, that all parts contain something about everything. But the emphasis in the New Testament is very discernible in each of these parts, the biographical, the historical, the epistles, and finally the single prophetic book of Revelation. Now, as we study the book of Revelation, we should consider it as a prophecy that has been given and was given in the first century. But from our vantage point, it is history, because the prophecies of Revelation deal primarily with matters that were to shortly come to pass, according to Revelation 1, 1 and 3, and the events that were at hand, Revelation 22 and verse 10. Now, some people read Revelation as if they should expect to find tomorrow's headline somewhere in there. That's a mistake, my friends, and it's a misconception of the nature of the book. Many false doctrines have arisen because there have been those who have assigned the events of Revelation out of their place. Well, I hope that we're helping in some way to better understand the New Testament. We hope that we're doing something worthwhile in helping you.